John Bell is a famous Scottish composer of modern-day hymns and a BBC radio commentator. He also leads spiritual retreats and community music making. On February 10th at First Presbyterian Church, he'll lead a free public sing, co-sponsored by the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music. The Transformation Spirituality Center is also offering a 3-day spiritual retreat with John Bell, who recently spoke with WMUK's Cara Lawrence.
A musical person from a young age, John Bell was nevertheless told he had a lousy voice for singing. It didn't help that one of his siblings sang so well he became an opera singer.
I had to kind of overcome a great complex I had with my voice and realize that I hadn't been given a voice which was meant to soothe millions, but I was given a voice which was to enable other people. And so when I began to work in the area of public music, of congregational song, of getting people to sing, I just decided that I'd go for it. And because I don't make records, I don't make CDs, I'm not a performer, it means that you're free to use your voice in such a way as it enables other people, no matter how bad they think they are, to think they can do better.
I like how you sing your songs. I think it's more strange when folk songs become too proper in the voice of someone who's too well trained.
Oh yeah, no, that's right. I mean, it's a different thing entirely, and it's partly because the trained voice is best heard when it's articulating a melody which was written for someone who's a performer, and when it comes to a folk melody, then sometimes it's very difficult for trained singers to feel comfortable. You know, they want to ornament or they want to put in too much expression. And folk songs and, you know, the hymns of the church are in a way folk songs. For their best representation, don't have to have all the breathing and the skillfulness of vocal production.
It's called a Big Sing, this event you're leading on February 10th. What should people expect and be prepared to do?
Oh, they should prepare not to worry and prepare not to feel that I'm going to embarrass them. I mean, sometimes people think this weird guy will come with an accent which is unintelligible and ask people to do hand movements and soak them with perspiration. No, I never ask people to do that which they can't. And what they will experience is a whole range of different kinds of music. They'll experience singing without music. There's music there, but I'm concerned that everybody feels they can sing. And so I teach quite a lot of songs from other cultures in 2 or 3 or 4 part harmony. And people manage it without any difficulty at all. And people will not be separated into alto, soprano, tenor or bass. Everything that we sing is accessible to all voices. And I'll just take a section of the community any one time and ask them to sing a particular line, and another section will do another line.
With his Scottish upbringing and membership in the Iona community, which continues to maintain an ancient abbey on the island of Iona, John Bell says, if anything, a Celtic perspective helps him learn from other cultures and welcome strangers.
It was a tradition which was aware of the rest of the world. And so one of the things that my colleagues now are very keen to do is not to say all the best songs come from Scotland or from Great Britain, but that we should, as part of our witness to this ancient Celtic tradition, represent, sing, engage with the music from other cultures. You know, people are able to trace now that some of the artwork from the Celtic period found its roots in Egypt. We know that some of the missionaries went probably as far as Russia. We know that in Iona, which is the island where St. Columba evangelized Scotland, that in that island people came from Norway and traders came from the Mediterranean, that they had access to lapis lazuli rock from Afghanistan. So one of the great gifts of this, which is very seldom known, is that it's not an insular notion of how people behave or believe, but it's actually something which connects with the rest of the world.
WMUK's Cara Lawrence spoke with John Bell. Details on The Big Sing and John Bell's spiritual retreat at Transformation Spirituality Center can be found at transformationcenter.org.